The Peace Corps last month ordered its volunteers to return to U.S. soil following the COVID-19 health crisis. That got former Peace Corps member, Representative Richard Cregan, thinking about how disappointed those young people probably felt having their contract cut short and wondering if there was a way to redirect the volunteers during this health crisis. He wasn't the only lawmaker to consider that idea. Cregan is a state representative and also an emergency room doctor and former vice chief of staff at Kona Community Hospital. Cregan has also worked with the state health department as a bioterrorism preparedness epidemiologist investigator. He served in the Peace Corps on Molokai and in the Marshall Islands, so the Peace Corps will always have a spot in his heart.
You know, we have session staff during the legislature, and I actually had a guy named Ryan Ringett, who was in the Peace Corps. His sister was in the Peace Corps, and both his parents had been in the Peace Corps. Obviously, I like people from the Peace Corps because I think, you know, there's a sense of idealism in Peace Corps volunteers that never seems to go away. You know, Ryan spent 2 years in Uganda, then up for another year, and then came back and worked for me. So when I saw this, you know, I thought it was a very unfortunate way to interrupt, you know, somebody's service in the Peace Corps because, you know, you get a sense of just incompleteness. It's not that project you're doing is all that consuming and important. The main thing is to be there and experience another country and have them experience you as an American who's not just a tourist, but actually someone who's there to get to know them, get to know their language, you know, work on something. So it gives you a position in their society that's different than, you know, visiting or being a tourist or being a businessman. And most of the time, you know, they respect that quite a bit.
And Peace Corps workers normally sign, what, like a 2-year contract, right?
In the beginning, it was just 2 years. Now it's 2.25 because they want you to train for like 3 months and then do a full 2 years. So it's a little, you know, it can't interrupt your career. But usually you do a summer and then 2 years and you come back more or less in time to do graduate school, which I think probably about 1/4 of Peace Corps volunteers at least do after their Peace Corps service. And there are a lot of programs that are designed actually for Peace Corps volunteers to do a Master in Public Health or a Master in Public Policy, that kind of thing.
And it was your stint in the Peace Corps in healthcare that got you interested in the medical field.
It really solidified my desire to actually go to medical school. Becoming a doctor is not the easiest thing in the world. You know, it takes a tremendous commitment of time, effort, and these days money. And my brother and I both graduated from high school at the same time, and he became an emergency physician as well as myself. So for us, it was almost like secular priesthood. We both had gone to a Catholic high school and thought about becoming brothers, entering their order to teach and stuff. We realized we didn't have the same commitment
to
the Catholic religion, perhaps. So medicine replaced that as a kind of a something to dedicate our lives to that would just give our lives sort of an intrinsic meaning. You know, we didn't have any doctors in the family. We had a lot of nurses. In my generation, we had 5 or 6 doctors. So we moved from, you know, a lot of aunts who were nurses to my brother and I and a bunch of cousins that were physicians.
Because we're dealing with this unprecedented health crisis, you were struck when you read that all these Peace Corps workers were being called back home.
They came back. You know, they still have all their idealism. Their sense of interruption is pretty severe for some of them because, you know, this was part of their plan. You know, this was their dream, and that dream was interrupted. There's another Peace Corps volunteer in the legislature, Representative Gene Ward. So he did his Peace Corps in Asia, but then he was on East Timor as a Peace Corps country director. They got interrupted in East Timor by, you know, the war in East Timor. So he had to bring back his volunteers. We've talked about that, and it was really hard for them to do, but it happens in the Peace Corps. There's something about, you know, dedicating a year or two of your life to public service. You know, there's the AmeriCorps, there's VISTA. Yet what we need in our country is good health care. So exposing a group of people to health care, immersing them, even though they may not do that the rest of their lives, gives them a perspective on understanding the needs of people who need health care, but also how it's done. You know, you kind of see behind the curtain of health care. So the national health care piece is something that I think probably should be done. We need more people in health care, and it's like if you experience something, then you say, oh, I can do that.
So this idea of yours of a COVID corps, I mean, other states, I think California has a health corps, you know, where they're calling for volunteers to kind of help step up with this crisis.
Even though I think it's good to have older volunteers, the younger volunteers, one, are relatively safer, they have more energy, but also, if they do get the disease, one, they're likely to recover fully, and two, they're likely to then be immune and be healthy enough to provide, you know, some of their serum, you know, the part of their plasma, part of their blood, that can help other people. And that is the one thing, the one real medicine we have. You know, the early results from China have shown that that can be quite dramatically helpful.
The antibodies, yeah. Yes.
Bernie Sanders inspired, you know, the young people of our country dramatically. And this is the type of thing that, you know, he could take and run with, I hope he gets wind of this and decides to maybe take this on as something he could do. You know, keep inspiring young people to do something. One, you know, one of his big things was healthcare for all, and this is a way to, help. You know, the idea is if health service for all can kind of lead into healthcare for all.
That was State Representative Richard Cregan with an idea to harness Peace Corps volunteers who were recalled because of COVID-19. Just last week, U.S. Senators Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Chris Van Hollen from Maryland introduced legislation that they call the United Act. It calls for expanding volunteer opportunities within groups like the Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, and VISTA to continue their service to our country during this health crisis.